Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
By the way, I'm Jim Mall.
As you well know.
I do. That's Larry Trimble.
Nice to meet you, sir.
He's right along today. Yeah, we've yapped on the phone a few times anyway, haven't we?
Yeah.
What'd you do with all the grandkids? I thought you were watching today since they're in school.
I don't even know sure where they're at. halfway back, they might be at home because I saw the light on their daddy's car yesterday.
Well, yeah.
My car. I had to furnish every damn body a car. And that pretty much indicates they went over to their mothers and got them.
Yeah.
Because they was over there. For a little while, and by the time they got there, it was about time for them to come back home, I guess. She don't have room for them to stay overnight.
Yeah. Well, let me read this card back to kind of refresh your memory. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what your government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your funeral and final expense. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by your government death benefits, up to $15,000 for each senior covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. Now, do you have any type of funeral and final expense benefits at this time?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go up there and check with them. But if I don't, my kids will if I die before I get a will made out. So Fort Riley should bury me.
Okay. Fort Riley provides the space.
Yeah, and they'll probably give me a coffin. I know they'll.
No, not anymore they don't.
I got to try to figure out.
Yeah, the veteran's death benefits used to be if you died from a military-related cause, they paid for everything.
Oh, yeah.
If you died in a veteran's home or veteran's hospital, they paid for everything. Now, since they're building these new veteran cemeteries, they built one. Of course, Fort Riley's had theirs. They have a new one down by Winfield, one out by Waukini. Basically, any veteran and spouse gets a burial space and a marker, and that's all veterans does anymore for funeral expenses.
I'm not worried about the spouse anymore.
And so basically, your family still has to pay for the casket and the embalming and the service and things like that. But you can be buried. Yes, you can be buried at Fort Riley. They provide the space, the vault, and the marker. And so basically, everything else falls back in your children's lap to take care of that expense.
I don't know if they give you a vault or not.
Yeah, they do.
Because I used to escort bodies when I come back from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been 30, 40 years ago. Back then, vaults weren't required, where now in most areas they are.
Well, they've been required in some areas.
Yeah.
Because my brother, my mom and dad raised him, had his leg cut off,
mm-hmm.
and he had to put it in a coffin and bury it with the vault.
Because of his disease, or whatever? Or?
I don't know what it's for, but up in Northwest Indiana.
Huh.
And I don't know what the deal was. Daddy paid everything for him.
Yeah.
His real daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Okay. So, now, do you have any life insurance benefits? Or?
Yeah, I have $10,000.
Who do you have that with?
It used to be Standard. I don't know if they've sold it or not.
If it was Standard, it's now, I think it's American General.
I better start watching them damn things I throw away. Because I just got through an American General house loan.
Mm-hmm.
No, I
yeah. I think Standard Life, I think they got bought out. I'm thinking it's American General, but I don't quote me on that, but I'm thinking it is.
Yeah, they're always trying to get me to borrow more money, and I've got a house over there that belongs to me, and that's where my youngest son lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, if I die, I would imagine that when I die, he'll lose it within a year or less, because he'll jump in and have to mortgage it to buy something. Well, my oldest son's driving my 90 a Blazer that I was supposed to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
That it cost another $2,800 to put a new engine in it and everything. He's, yeah, well, something nice like you got, and he did everything on his knees and begged me to co-sign for him, and he couldn't pay for it, and I finally just went up there and paid it off. And
yeah.
Well, luckily, the way it read, Derek R.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I could take it whether he liked it or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I took it over to Salina to get a new engine in it, and all they could save was one head.
Really?
Glock had a hole between two cylinders. The head had three cracks in it. My oldest son, he used to work for some shyster car dealer, and he told me exactly what happened. He said, there's a stuff you can get, it's in a bottle, and it's clear. So what they'll do, they'll put a heavyweight oil in the vehicle, and they'll pour a bottle of that stuff in there. Depending on how hard you drive it, it's good for 1,000, maybe 2,000 miles before it breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And that one broke down.
I guess. Well, the reason I ask you about your life insurance and things is to help you understand this program will not jeopardize any other benefits you have.
Yeah.
The concern I'm assuming you have, the concern that most of my clients have, is where's the money going to come from to take care of my final expenses?
They'll get plenty of that, but I have, that standard life's picked up $1,000, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my savings with Pentagon Credit Union. It's up over 2,000 now, I think.
Good. Okay. And again, we won't jeopardize any of that. We're going to supplement that. Now, how's your health in general? You seem to be in pretty good health.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no heart attacks or strokes or cancers, diabetes, emphysema?
No.
Okay. Do you take any prescription medications of any kind?
Yeah, I take, one for my prostate, one for, they said I got blood pressure, but I don't think I do.
Okay.
That's what it's for, a blood thinner.
Okay.
To make sure I don't have a heart attack.
Okay.
And what else do I take? Well, I just automatically take an 81 grain aspirin every day.
Okay.
And there's something else seems like, it's something that's got calcium and stuff in it that I buy with
the cow. Okay. All right, but no heart attacks or strokes or cancer. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
No, sir.
Don't smoke or chew or dip or nothing like that.
No.
Well, how our program works is we can provide a benefit starting at $5,000, going as high as $25,000. The benefits we provide are an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit. What that means is when you die, we pay. That becomes important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die?
I don't plan on dying for a hell of a long time.
But we don't know, do we?
I'm having to slow down a little bit. You can expect that.
Yeah.
Slow up a little bit, but I still go out and chase the great elusive white tails, and I don't. The only time I ever sat in a deer stand, maybe 30 minutes after daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go out trying to jump one up. Contrary to what people might believe, I shoot most of my deer right between the eyes. Because I'll be sneaking
catch
around.
Catch you sleeping, huh?
Well, I'll be sneaking around. They'll stand up in about 10 seconds and look at me before mm-hmm. they take off. And that's all it takes.
Yeah. Well, immediate benefits are important because time of death is unknown. Death is a guaranteed event at an uncertain day. So if you go to bed tonight and don't get up tomorrow, my program is going to write a check to your family for the full benefit.
Yeah.
The second reason it becomes important is cause of death. How are you going to die? And again, we don't know.
Well, if I knew exactly when I was going to die...
You'd avoid that day, huh?
No. I'd bring it on a day or two early, because I'm worth at least $300,000, maybe more, accidental debt.
Yeah.
I get that for, what is that? Dollar for 10,000.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
I don't know what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have that through?
Pentagon Credit Union.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you're out there, you know, pulling your trout line, you fall off a rock and knock your head and they find you down the river.
I just get all my poles out in the middle of the lake and open my boat up wide open and accidentally fall out.
Yeah.
But you never know the date.
That's right. That's right. So our program, time doesn't matter, cause of death doesn't matter. Yeah. You can only die one of three ways. If you die naturally, we'll pay for that, which means you went to bed and didn't get up.
Yeah.
If you die accidentally, which means you fell out of your boat, you had a car accident, a fire, a fall, a tornado, a drowning, a shooting, we'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide.
Well, that's why I say you got to accidentally with all your rod and reels out.
Right. We don't pay for suicide during the first 2 years, but after 2 years, we even pay for suicide. So I don't care how death occurs, I don't care when death occurs, we pay the benefit. Now, being a cash benefit means I pay the money directly to your family. Who will be responsible to pay your bills when you do pass away?
Well, I haven't got my will yet, because neither one of my sons... right now, I can own a gun, and that's the arms room over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to kind of hold off. I may have to leave my guns to my oldest granddaughter.
How old is she?
She should be 18 this year.
Okay.
Besides, this goddamn city here, they like the goddamn captain, one of the captains of the police department. Well, if someone pulls a gun on you, just turn around and walk off. He said, what kind of a damn fool do you think I am? I used to kill more enemy when they were trying to get away than I did when they were attacking. Because now I'm not dodging their bullets. Then the other one said, well, we're not subject to Kansas state laws. But they get 60 years before Kansas become a state. So they're strictly anti-gun in this town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They bunch of babbling idiots thinks all they got to do is just to ban all guns.
Well, the reason I ask who's responsible is because they get to pay the bills, and that would probably be your sons.
Be my oldest one, yeah.
And we would write him a check then. When you pass away, we write him a check for the full benefit, in addition to any of the benefits. So a cash benefit's important, knowing they're going to get the money immediately. Okay?
Yeah.
If Standard Life pays on top of that, good. They pay 100%, so do we. It's also a tax-free benefit. There's no income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes on this money. So I don't care who I pay the money to, whether it's your sons, your granddaughter, whoever's going to be responsible, they get the money, it's tax-free. The main thing it gives them the ability to do is to make sure all your bills are paid. Because when you pass away, you're going to leave expenses to your family. You're going to leave your funeral expenses. There could be outstanding medical bills, property taxes, the home itself. You're going to leave expenses behind. This is a cash benefit program I'm going to pay directly to your family. It's their money to use as needed. Now,
I don't have any medical expenses, period, because they're all automatically paid.
Okay. Well, good. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is the payment of your program never goes up. As you get older, as your health changes, we guarantee in writing the payment never goes up. Second guarantee is the benefit you request. Whether it's $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000, whatever you want, that benefit can never be reduced by my company as you get older, as your health changes. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. I don't care how old you become. I had a client in Sterling, Kansas, passed away. She was 103. To live as long as you want. I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you develop a cancer or have a heart attack or a stroke, if you end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience automatically through your checking or savings account. So once you own this program, you control it. And then you can change it as needed. There's two reasons we do that. The main reason, what do you think the cost of funerals are going to do?
They'll probably go up, yeah.
I was raised in the funeral business. I grew up in a funeral home in Hayes, Kansas back in the 60s and 70s. The average funeral was $1,000. I started in this business 19 years ago. 1988, the average funeral was $3,000. Today it's $7,000. They estimate by the year 2010 it will go over $10,000. So this program is expandable. You start with a benefit that's adequate today, but if need be 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, add a couple $1,000 to it. So that way you have a program that's always adequate. The second reason we do that is to give you a program that's always affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business. Okay? Well, like I said, we'll look at a $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 benefit. Whatever's affordable for you, we'll lock in. That's guaranteed never to change. So again, the bottom line of this program is what it gives you the ability to do is to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. Death is guaranteed. I think we can agree on that, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, so is the cost of dying. And so what this program gives you the ability to do is to pay this expense that you're going to create, but instead of using your money or instead of using your children's money, which you've already informed me, they don't have a whole lot. They keep coming to you for it. We can use our money.
Well, I got the oldest one pretty well squared away now.
Well, good.
Makes his own house, pave it.
So actually, the program doesn't cost you anything to own. All you're doing is transferring funds into an account. Eventually, we're going to pay it all back to your family. So it doesn't cost anything. You're just taking a little bit of money each month, setting aside we're going to pay back $10,000 at some point in time to your family. The nice thing about it is you don't have to fund it. It's not a savings account. Now, you mentioned something. You've got like $2,000 in your savings account, right?
I'm not really sure.
Well, let's just say it is.
Yeah.
But the hard thing is you had to put every dollar in there. It takes a long time to save $2,000, doesn't it?
Well, all that's interesting.
Okay. Our program gives you an immediate benefit. It's like a savings account, except you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
Well, I put it in $40 a month, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that helps it grow.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you some health questions, first of all. What war did you serve in?
Vietnam.
Did you? Okay.
Not quite that old to get them back to Korea.
You're obviously not bedridden. All right, very good. And you are, did you say?
Yeah.
Was there any particular benefits you wanted to obtain or any payments you want to stay around?
No, just tell me what you got and I'll tell you if I can afford it or if I'll get back to you.
Oh, I can promise you can afford it. Because this program is, You build the program. We don't. Okay, I'm just going to give you. I'm going to give you options.
Yeah.
Okay, you build this program however you want it. Okay, but if we started you with a $12,000 benefit, you'd be looking at $80.21 a month for $12,000. $10,000 is $67.34, and $8,000 is $54.47. Now, let me go back to that statement I made a minute ago. It says this program doesn't cost you anything to own. Let's look at that $10,000 benefit for an example. $67 a month is about $2 a day, right?
Yeah.
A little more, but let's just say it's $2 a day. Do we squander $2 a day?
No, I don't.
Okay. But it'd be easy to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cup of coffee or a Coke or a candy bar or a lottery ticket.
I'm damn stingy. I squeak when I walk.
That's all right. That's a good way to be. Okay. But the point I want to make here, as I said a minute ago, this program is like a savings account. The difference being is you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. How long would it take you to save $10,000 at $2 a day?
Well, I don't know, but it wasn't for them two boys I have to worry about all the time.
Well, and that's what this program gives you the ability to do. Is I'm sure that's why you mailed me the cards, because you're worried about your boys. Because, again, they have these bills to pay when you're gone, whether you provide the money or not. The question you have to ask yourself is, where are they going to get the money?
I've worked my ass off trying not to use my Army retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to draw out. Yeah, I made up my mind yet if I'm going to put that $1,400 back in or not.
Mm-hmm.
I should have got my Social Security check, but I didn't get it, and bills are starting to come due.
When do you get your Social Security benefits?
It's supposed to be the third Thursday of the month.
Well, the third Thursday is not here yet.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought this Thursday was the third Thursday.
This is February, this is March.
This is February.
February, yeah.
February, today's the 19th.
Yeah, but 15th. I'm pretty sure it was the 15th. It was the third Thursday. Yeah, it was the 15th.
That's probably in your bank.
But, I don't. Well, he won't get the damn thing today because everybody takes off.
That's right. It's a holiday today.
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
Holidays. Well, not right now, but when I'm working on them, holidays means to me is a couple of dollars
more
that I lost.
Oh, that you lost? Okay. So anyway, going back to this $2 a day thing, like I said, if you think about how long it takes, even you're putting $40 a month into a savings account, it takes a long time. You know, in 10 years, at $40 a month, you've only saved $4,000. We give you $10,000 just like that.
Well, it'd be a hell of a lot more, but every time I got about $100 built up, my ex-wife would always draw it out.
But anyway, and the program works either way, whether you do an $8,000 benefit or $10,000 or whatever you want. That's why I say I don't determine that, you do.
Yeah.
But having something is going to give you that guaranteed cash benefit. It's going to give you a peace of mind knowing that when you pass away, there's a guaranteed cash benefit that will be paid to your sons to take care of that expense. Whether you buy my program or not, they're going to still pay your funeral expenses.
Yeah.
The question is, where's the money going to come from? Well, if they use your life insurance benefits for funeral expenses, then what do they use for life insurance? What are they going to use for the other expenses and things like that? So we want to make sure that you have adequate funds to take care of the funeral expense, leave your life insurance alone. Okay? Let me get some information from you, and then we'll go through and decide which program is going to work best for you. Your legal name is?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
Yeah. That's Corte.
Corte, huh?
Well, back when I was a little boy, usually, first of all, you didn't start school until you were 6 years old, start out with.
Mm-hmm.
And you went into what they call the primer. And you could stay there 3 or 4 days or a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mama had a sixth grade education, so I just jumped right on up a grade or two. So to me, it just sounded as J is all get out.
Yeah.
So it never got changed.
Okay, your date of birth is?
Yeah.
Is that correct? You said you do not use tobacco. What is your Social Security number? Okay, and your phone number here is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your oldest son's name is?
Jackie J.
J-A-C-K-I-E J. Thomas.
What I want to do is get everything to my estate.
Okay.
And
we can
be the custodian.
Okay, we can do that. Once you get your will drawn up, let me know.
But first, there's a couple things I have to check up on.
And what is your other son's name?
Derek.
D-E-R.
E-C-K, I believe is what it is. I'd have to look. Half the damn males over here. Okay.
As the middle initial?
D.
D. Thomas.
Yeah. Derek D. Thomas.
Does that make you a senior then? Do you go by senior?
Yeah, it depends sometimes. I mean, but yeah, you can put senior down like the old man. I'm the head of the clan, so to speak.
Excuse me, Larry.
Yeah, I got to completely redo this place. New carpet. So, yeah, I wonder how in the hell kids can get everything to go. Oops, I don't know which one that is. That's the one at the hospital. Yeah. Huh? Well, it'll be a while before I can get there. Of course, you know your grandma's not going to come and get you. So just hang loose. It was. I burned a whole damn tank of gas week before last, hauling people around. Then I burned one going up to Kansas City and back.
That's where you were at. And see, I called you Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were headed to Kansas City.
I take my granddaughter up there, and I'll probably have to take her back again.
She goes to the doctor up there?
Well, she's got constant headaches all the time. Like I said, it's probably what I've got. Damn cold.
Could be.
Get rid of it. I hardly ever take medicine. Mm-hmm. All that medicine carries your resistance down. Sometimes I think I could give myself an injection of some kind of resistance, some kind of disease. My system would get it, get rid of it for me.
Okay. Need your autograph a couple places here.
I'm not signed up for it right now.
Not where your thumb is right there. I need a
D. I said, I'm not, I don't want to.
No, all's we're doing, we'll send you all the paperwork and everything. You can make a decision.
Think about it.
Yeah, you got about 40 days to make a final decision.
What is the damn date?
Today's the 19th, 219.
209.
Need one more from you. That goes right. Can you tell this is a military piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
You got more stuff on it right there, Anita.
Two what time? 19?
219. Okay. And did you want to, let me go through your options again. Again, a $12,000 benefit would be $80.21, $10,067.34, and $8,054.47. And you can start anywhere you're comfortable. These are your benefits.
If I took it, it would probably be the 8.
Okay. Okay. Well, what we can do is we can just send this into the company with your preliminary paperwork. They will send you back a policy in about 10 to 15 days. You've got 30 days to make a final decision. Okay? If you decide you don't want it, just send it back, and they send all your money back, no questions asked. Okay?
Hey, I'm not up on giving any money up.
Oh, I don't need any from you today.
Oh.
I don't need anything from you today.
Because a lot of times you'll have a credit card or something. I got caught that shit once. So I ended up just cutting the damn thing up, sending it back to them, giving them that, what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But you get all these people that can't even speak a very poor English, and they talk like a damn machine gun. And you'll say yes, but it's to the new question, not the one you're saying no to.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do with the insurance on my credit card, and I got a hold of what was going on. I wasn't using it. The only one I ever used is my Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may have used that one time when I'm traveling around or when I'm out of town. I carry a pot of full $100 bills for motels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can trust nobody's number of my credit card.
Sure.
Except maybe my arms dealer or somebody like that that I trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up in El Dorado and I was sucking fumes, and that was the day I come home. So I wheeled in there to get gas and jerked out, and noticed I only had about $15, so I jerked out a $100 bill. That old gal said, well, I can't even keep that much in the cash register. So I had to use a credit card. That might have been it.
Yeah, could have been.
But the insurance company today would refund it all back to the credit card company.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept building up, and I thought I just got fed up with them.
Okay. If you decide you want this program, do you want it to be paid through your checking account or through your savings account?
Oh, I'll make up my mind then. I don't know.
Well, I need to send that information to the company at this time. They want to know. They want to know at this time.
Well, I'll make out allotment to them if I do it.
Okay, we can do that. You want it out of your military allotment?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I, you know, go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is get them on the internet and... You know, they got $142 from my ex-wife. I started to tell them to go to hell, on a lawyer both, but then the little steel horse said...
This is the company you're doing business with. Are you familiar with the Armed Forces Benefits Association?
No.
Or Five Star Life? You know who this guy is?
What's that old Eisenhower?
That is him.
Man, okay. That bastard would have died way back in the 50s. We wouldn't be having this trouble out of North Korea right now.
He started this company back in 1947, specifically for the military. Well, because most life insurance policies, including the one you own right now, has a war clause in it. If you get killed in an act of war or terrorism, they don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Five Star Life will pay even if you're killed in an act of war or terrorism.
You probably don't know it, but in 1936, he was an aide to MacArthur, and his only greatest ambition was to retire a lieutenant... Colonel.
Really? I didn't know that.
See, he wasn't a soldier. He was a politician.
Mm-hmm.
He sold us out in Korea, and he sold out to all the Germans, enslaved, don't tell them, countless millions of people. Because, see, I come in the Army. There was a lot of Korean veterans and a bunch of World War II. And he made the Army stop on the Elk River. That if the Germans attacked, They could not counterattack. They had to let the Russians take Berlin because the Germans had invaded Moscow. So he was a great politician. Now, I mean, who gives a shit about letting the French take Paris? Because by that time, the Germans was on the run anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just a politician. He wasn't a general. He left Omar Bradley and Patton alone. That war would have ended at least a year sooner.
Could have been. Well, what I would recommend for you to do right now is we'll have it set up through your savings account, and then we'll switch it over to military allotment once you get the policy issued, if you decide you want to keep it.
Okay.
So all I need from you today is just your... you said the name of your bank a couple times. What's the name of your bank?
Let's see. First National. It's First National.
Do you have a... Do you have a statement handy or something I can borrow?
Yeah, First National.
Okay. That's your savings?
No, that's where my Army retirement goes to.
Okay. That's your checking then?
Yeah, it's a checking, but I extremely rarely use it.
Okay, that's fine. They just need to know what it is.
Yeah, it's a checking account.
Okay, so it's First National here in Junction City.
Yeah.
Can't even spell right.
Yeah. I don't see no need in blasting Kansas with, well, actually, United States with checks when I can just get money orders for 30 cents a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go down there everywhere. Usually I don't have to write a check, just that my name on the partner's all messed up. Now, the way Kansas got a rip of the off. Yeah, they just keep anything you don't use.
Who does?
Kansas.
What do you mean?
Well, you have a physical year.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Every year you move forward 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
You start a new account. Hell, pretty soon I'll be back to work before I can even draw unemployment.
This is your son's account. This is Derek Thomas's.
That's my young. That's still. That's all. That's my grandson. But it's still the same address and everything.
Okay. Do you know? All right. Do you know your account number there?
See, I rarely use change, and I just throw it in my console. I used to keep it in the house, but people kept stealing it.
So it's amazing how that happens, huh?
So I just look at this. Yeah, it's good. His is not laminated. I took $100-something once down there and cashed it in at the bank. Mud.
It's gonna get worse.
Brother had so many kids running through his house, he had to sleep with his billfold.
Okay, and when do you want, if you decide to keep this, when do you want that payment? You want it going through after your Social Security check goes in there, or your military allotment check, or how do you want that set up?
Well, there's always money in there.
Okay.
But we'll see when
Well, if it's the third, you said your, when did your Social Security check come in? The third Thursday? Or second?
Yeah.
Third Thursday.
Yeah, but I keep that.
Oh, that doesn't go in your checking account?
That's what I try to live on.
Okay.
And matter of fact, when I'm working, I put more in the bank.
Okay. Well, I'm going to set this up to come out sometime around the 25th. Is that okay?
Yeah.
25th of each month?
No, it'll be the first of the month.
You're around the first of the month?
Yeah, because the Army pays me on the first of the month.
Okay, so after the first then?
Yeah.
Is your Army check directly deposited right in that checking?
Directly deposited. Okay. Been that way for years.
Okay, so if we do it on the, say, the 3rd, 4th?
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Okay. And that will start in March, okay? And they will take that first payment. If you don't want it, then you send it back, and we'll send your money back, okay?
Okay.
They'll send the policy to you here in about 2 weeks. You're going to get a policy from Five Star Life, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they're in Alexandria, Virginia. This is the office building where Five Star Life owns. Right back here sits the White House. The Potomac River runs right back here. Colin Powell has an office in our offices,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Their toll-free number is right here. And what you're going to see on your bank statement, it'll say AFBA. That stands for Armed Forces Benefits Association. That's who owns Five Star Life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go on your internet, you do have access to the internet, don't you?
Well, I know people that do.
Okay. Go in and type AFBA.com, and you'll get to see all about your company then.
Mm-hmm.
What all they do for the military. Right now, most of our troops that are in Iraq have a five-star life insurance policy. They provide funding for military people to buy homes. They loan them money to buy their homes. They have the retirement accounts through AFBA. It's a wonderful company. Okay, now, the benefit guarantees, I told you, policy guarantees your premiums will never go up, guarantees your benefits will never go down regardless of changes to your age or to your health, and guarantees your policy can never be canceled as long as your premium payments are current. And that's done automatically through your checking account, so you don't have to worry about it. In addition, there's no war exclusion and no terrorism exclusion. Once this policy is issued, it's valid worldwide. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if they decide to bomb Fort Riley and you get killed in the process, my company's still going to pay. I doubt that your standard life will. They probably have a war exclusion in their policy.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it's probably in there. A lot of them took them out for a while because we didn't have any wars going on. Now, after 9/11, they put them back in.
I was in the Army when I took it out.
Okay.
So sure they wouldn't sell.
Oh, yeah, they would. That's why General Eisenhower started, because a lot of his troops that got killed over in World War II came home in a body bag, and their family didn't get any life insurance benefits because their life insurance policies had war clauses. Okay? So I'm going to leave this information for you, my business card, if you have any questions or concerns, along with a memorial guide. You can write down all your memorial instructions, what you want it done. I'll put all that in there for you. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got a toll-free number to me. There's a toll-free number to my company. You'll get a policy in your mailbox in about 2 weeks from Five Star Life, AFBA, and I will set you up with an $8,000 benefit for now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is $5,447. Okay. That's what will come out of your account starting the first or the third day of March. And then you let me know what you want to do from there.
Yeah, well, I got his wealth off of the GI. It's called the Ike Jacket.
The Ike Jacket? What's an Ike Jacket?
That was the old days. He made that for a combat uniform.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.